I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim, another year of annual outreach for 8 Days of Hope in the city of Buffalo. Tell us what the efforts are going to entail this week and what it's all about.
Yeah, our event this year is working specifically in the Ellicott District. So we're working with homeowners in that specific district doing free home repairs. So we have about 100 homeowners that we have chosen in a random lottery that will have at least one home repair done. That could be anything from a brand new roof to having the exterior of their house painted, new flooring in their kitchen, landscaping, anything in between, electrical, plumbing. There's so many options.
And this year you are serving the Ellicott District, like you said. How many homes will you be doing this week? And kind of, you know, just what do those repairs entail?
Yeah, so the goal is to serve 100 families with at least one home repair. A lot of plumbing, electrical jobs. We're gonna do lots of porch repairs. We always have a lot of requests for that. We do have a community project. We'll be working at the JFK Park as well. So we're going to be beautifying that, working on the baseball diamond, the playgrounds, the mini amphitheater they have, the basketball courts. And then we also have a separate activity that we call the Love and Serve Lawn Care. So we go door to door on different streets in the Ellicott District and beautify the yards that they have. So we plant flowers, we lay mulch, mow lawns, pull weeds, things like that.
Will you be starting at the field and all over the place on Monday?
Yeah, so we start on Saturday, tomorrow actually. So okay. We start, yeah, Saturday, July 20th, tomorrow. So we'll start tomorrow and we'll work every day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the whole 8 days. So it's 8 days of hope. We serve for 8 days from July 20th to 27th. So we will be jumping in all over the place. We'll start at the park day one, and we'll start at as many homeowners' houses that we can day one, but naturally we won't get to all 100 on the first day.
How did 8 days come to identify the Ellicott District? I think in previous years you've done other districts in the city, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, we have. We've worked in Fillmore, University, Maston, and last year was Lovejoy. This year is Ellicott. So when we first came and started the Buffalo Outreach in general, our founder, Steve Tiber, met with the mayor, the council members that were there at the time, and just worked with them to kind of think through, hey, who's on board with this? And so everyone was so excited for us to be here in the city and has been wonderful partners every single year. So this year we just work with the city to kind of see, you know, where are the needs? Where's the biggest needs? What's a district that we haven't gone to that we can love and serve? That's our motto. We want to love and serve the brokenhearted. So we want to come and love and serve a new district. So the district that we're serving is the Ellicott District, and it's just working with the city, and then we kind of make a decision each year.
Absolutely. And you told me this year is record-breaking. How many volunteers will be working together this week, and how long and hard will they be working? Do they work the entire week usually?
Yeah, so typically this year we have over 1,600 volunteers registered, which is incredible. That is a record number for us if they all show up. But last year we had 200 walk-ins on the first day. So it's people just showing up because they heard about it and they just walk in and want to serve. It's amazing to see that kind of energy and people in the Buffalo area wanting to serve in that way. So we have long days. Our days start at 6 a.m. breakfast. We start our orientation in the morning with a little session at 7 a.m. And then we're off to the homeowners' houses usually by 8. We serve lunch on site, and then we are wrapping up around 4. So there are long days, and our volunteers are incredible to serve and work. Some come for one day. Most come for 3-plus days. We have about 400 people that are out of town, and they do come for the whole 8 days, and they serve every single day so wonderfully with excellence, just loving and serving this community. And we have people from 37 different states that are joining us this year, so it's incredible to see so many people from out of state. We have several from California, Alaska, Texas, all over, just coming and serving this community, which is great.
Very good. And certainly, you know, this is rewarding work, not just for you guys and mm-hmm. for the volunteers, but those who need their homes repaired, who are, you know, financially unable to do so, right?
Yes. So it's always such a wonderful time when we get to meet the homeowners, because there's this incredible sense of gratitude that we're coming, again, people from all over the country, or, you know, three streets down, or in a different suburb, different city, that's not too far. We're coming together to rub shoulders and love and serve these homeowners. So there's always such gratitude that they have that we've come, that we're doing this for free. And in the 8-day time span too, because if we're putting on a new roof, it's really exciting to have that done speedy quick and everything. So the homeowners have always been incredible to work with. We always invite them to join us for dinner after we serve them at their house. So they come back and we do homeowner interviews. So they get to talk to us about their story and we get to hear from them. And it's a really special time to just hear how just the chance of we picked them and they get to come serve with us. And you know, we're here to serve them and help them, but oftentimes it is so rewarding for us as the volunteers to be able to have that uplifting experience. We're a faith-based organization, so having that opportunity to link arms with them and hear how, you know, we've been blessed from them and we've been able to bless them, it's really beautiful.
And just, you know, for the people who don't know about 8 days, can you just explain a little bit more about what your organization is in general, and if there's anything else you wanted to add that I may have missed, you can do so.
Absolutely. Yeah, 8 Days of Hope is a national nonprofit that travels the country responding to natural disasters, so tornadoes, hurricanes, things like that, as well as responding to human disasters, which is trafficking for us. So it started just doing the natural disasters with rebuilding trips, just rebuilding the houses after that. Then we realized, you know, one of the fastest growing crimes is trafficking. You know, women and children are being trafficked for labor, for sex, for all these different things, and we weren't okay with that. So we used our construction skills, whether it's after a disaster like a hurricane, to go and rebuild those homes. And if it's to protect women and children, it's to build facilities for them to be safe and have revitalization and healing after being trafficked. So we've kind of been in those two arms. We've just launched a new mass feeding arm of our ministry last year, and that's been incredible. We have the equipment that we can produce hot meals, 8,000 hot meals in a day if we need to, when we deploy to a tornado site, a hurricane site, whatever that looks like. So we've been doing that for the past year as well. And then Buffalo came up, and we've been doing this for the past 5 years, just because our main location is in Tupelo, Mississippi. We have a satellite here in Buffalo, but we wanted to love and serve the community that we're in. So we've just started this Buffalo project to be able to do free home repairs. And so we're a little bit all over the place, but it's encouraging to see how we can be in different places of the country, all serving together, you know, in the same organization. And again, being faith-based, that we know, you know, God's sending us to these different places to see how we can love and serve the brokenhearted. So if anyone's interested in learning more, our website is 8daysofhope.com. It has all of our information there. There's an email sign up if you want to get news alerts. We'd love to have them sign up on that. Then they can hear every time we deploy to a hurricane, a tornado, anything like that. And anytime we have any events, they can jump on board and volunteer with us. So we love having volunteers. Any skill level is welcome, specifically the Buffalo event. It's not too late to get involved. You can show up at Elam Christian Fellowship here, and we can get you all set to register and come help some homeowners in this area if you're local.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.